Internal Landscape. When I was accepted into Harvard, the housing office asked me what kind of roommates I wanted. I asked for roommates I thought my parents would like, but I did not consider what I would feel after spending a year with people who pleased my parents. I got what I asked for, and by mid-semester I was miserable. That year was difficult, but I learned to pay attention to what I create. Now I consider my internal landscape as well as my external landscape. I also learned that my internal landscape is the more important. I experienced this lesson every day for a year. You have a lifetime to experience it. If you feel uncomfortable when you consider a possible future, your discomfort will not disappear if you choose it. For example, if you are uneasy at the thought of marrying, do not expect that feeling to disappear after the marriage. If the thought of moving to a new city makes you feel content, expect that feeling to continue, even though you may feel anxiety about leaving friends. You travel simultaneously through two landscapes. Your external landscape is the one in which you live in one place instead of another, work instead of go to school, dine out instead of eat at home. The second is your internal landscape. Your external landscape may be appealing, but if your internal landscape is not also appealing, you will not be happy. Some people find an external landscape so attractive they ignore their internal landscape. They are sure they will be happy after they have children, become famous, or make a lot of money, but they do not consider the experiences that come with children, fame, or wealth. Some people feel good when they think about raising children, and the idea excites them. In that case, their internal and their external landscapes are both appealing. Yet others feel imprisoned when they imagine having children, even though the idea is appealing. Their internal and external landscapes are different.